Welcome back, movie nerds. My name is Tom. We are here today to record reviews. That's all we do. We do reviews. And today we are reviewing three shows. They're all shows, actually. There's new movies today. And we're going to talk about She-Hulk. We're going to talk about The Rings of Power. And we'll talk about Endor. And then we're going to trash on Lord of the Rings since Aubrey is here, right?
Ugh.
Come join us.
No.
So we have a full panel, the only panel I have on this channel. I can't seem to get anybody else to come on. We need to get James on because I need to interview him about his movie. But Aubrey and Jen are back.
We're not good enough for you, so we'll skip out here.
You can't because you're our Lord of the Rings expertise here.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but.
And then also my friend Dave, who's here, my partner in crime.
Hey, how's it going?
We do have another podcast. Let's get this out of the way. Please subscribe to my channel, Movie Nerds. If you not have heard of us, hopefully you enjoy our conversation. I also have another podcast with Dave. We're co-hosts. It's called A Simple Man's Gospel, and you can listen to us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts now. There's no one on iTunes. And apparently Dave decided to make a YouTube channel out of it.
Yeah,
we have a YouTube channel too. So subscribe to us. Listen, if you want to hear some gospel doctrines, some gospel principles on Sunday, let us be in your home and enjoy our conversation. We disagree. This last one we did repentance. We disagree on some things. And so it should be fun. Listen to us. Let's get into it, guys. Let's go to She-Hulk. It sucks. It's trash. I have to wait till the episode 8 for Daredevil to come. I might even skip out on this next episode. I don't really care about this show anymore. It's stupid. It served no purpose in the MCU at this point. The only thing that served is maybe the show show up as a lawyer for other people in the other movies. Other than that, I'm not sure what She-Hulk is supposed to be. Is she going to be a comedian the whole entire show? Like, and then all of a sudden at the end, they try to get serious. They show you that the needle. Ooh, it doesn't work. It's trash. Next, go.
Wait, the needle.
Oh, yeah. Remember at the beginning, the end, they show the
the end credit scene. Is that?
No, it's the end of the episode.
That's how much I paid attention to the show, man.
Exactly. Go ahead, Dave. What'd you think of this asset? Well, apparently, you didn't watch.
Apparently, I didn't even watch it close enough. I watched it, but like it was, I don't know. I'm trying real hard to see some depth in some of these characters, and it's just not there. It's not there. They're all very shallow.
I watched it.
What? Okay. Let's see what you have to say.
This is my second episode, and nothing happened again.
Exactly.
Like the development, well, it seems like their budget for this show, the series, is non-existent.
Yeah. They should have borrowed some money from The Rings of Power because
the story, the CGI, the acting, it just seems like a really like an early 90s sitcom. Like, it's just terrible.
Worse than some of the 90s sitcoms.
Yeah.
I think the only thing, like, what I enjoy is the female perspective of lots of things that she's going through. Like, if this was a teen drama and it didn't actually have superheroes or anything like that, I probably would be more interested. But because it is superheroes, and I'm supposed to, like, if this was a movie about women in the earth, this was a show about women in their 30s and the things that they go through, this works. But as a superhero something, this isn't working for me. Like,
but do you feel that this was geared towards all audience or just women?
I don't think it was geared towards everyone, and I don't even think it's geared towards all women. It's geared to a very small Like honestly, it's geared towards single women almost because yeah, those
I
are
can see that
single women who are working professionals
going to, and like you know, like higher up women that are like in like I don't know, I guess like working women, like then the things that working women have to go through in certain things, like those are all things that like yeah, women can relate to, but this I literally have to separate it from the fact that it's like She-Hulk. Like yeah. I'll be enjoying it simply because it seems like the cheesy teen drama thingies
and then that, she transforms that I would watch. Into
and then she goes terrible and she becomes CGI. The Hulk and I'm like, oh yeah, this is supposed to be this doesn't have action, you know. So
so the two episodes I've seen, it feels like yes, it's very women dominated.
Which like, is not bad.
No, it's not.
Like,
it's
obviously that's clearly who yeah. they're gearing this towards.
Yeah, it's very women dominated. But I've also noticed in the two episodes, there's a lot of.
Just say it.
Sexual references to went like, yeah. Oh, what big boobs. Like, whoa. Yeah. It's like constant.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
To be fair, things. You watched the two worst ones that were. But the ones before that weren't like that. Like, I feel like
I
that,
know. Yeah.
They weren't. But you, the last two, yes. The, yeah. This one and that one. The ones you've
which
seen
were. I don't care.
Like you know,
Aaron's all about
but the I'm just saying that, like, it's. I don't know. It doesn't.
You know,
there's a bit of a double standard there.
There is. But there is one scene that I thought was worked in this episode was the scene when she was sitting down. And the guy came over and started talking to her and flirting with her.
That chemistry worked.
Yeah. That chemistry. And I believe that in that scene worked for me. I'm like, well, you know, this is the, and it was like, she wasn't even trying hard. Cause I feel like her character is trying so hard to fit in. And why are they treating her like crap? Why are you there? They're treating her like it's almost like every episode they have to let us know we have to beat her down. We need to kind of like
single.
Yeah, she sucks. Yeah. We know she's that way. We know she's not in the right place with her life, but you don't have to keep belittling her character that way in every episode. They put her down in every episode.
I think what's interesting is that when you meet her in the first episode, she has so much confidence. She's totally fine for everything. And it's almost like this She-Hulk persona has actually taken all of that confidence that she built up for herself. And it's just taken it all down because people are then now comparing
and,
to She-Hulk.
And I wish.
And Jen Walters, you know.
And I wish they would have played that the entire time of this show because it would have been more interesting because the inner struggle with her, that's why Bruce Banner took 10 years to realize, you know, he's becoming the Hulk. He was struggling with his inner self. And so I wish they would have gone towards that route, Aubrey. I agree with you because I would have been more interested in the show if it has to do with her struggling to becoming She-Hulk instead of like, it's just blatantly, you know, I get it. You want to be, it's comedy, you want to be, but it's really goofy. It's almost like Thor Ragnarok and Thor Love and Thunder goofiness there.
But like
and
worse?
Maybe worse, yeah.
Worse. So they've destroyed Hulk and they've destroyed She-Hulk.
And whoa. So I thought that scene with her and that guy, well, it worked for me. I enjoy that scene. But then other than that, the show just didn't. I feel like I'm going to jump off this show. I don't like it anymore. Maybe I'm watching it just because I want to see Daredevil. That's about it. Once he shows up, I'm jumping off the ship. And so
I watched it because we didn't have anything else to watch. We were caught up on everything. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just put this on for the review.
There you go.
So anyway, is Kingpin going to make an appearance?
No, not this one.
No, he's not trying to get the She-Hulk's blood. That's not who the...
Maybe it's him, but he ain't showing up here.
Okay.
He's showing up in Echo, that show.
Oh, yeah.
That show that nobody wants and haven't heard about it.
Another one?
At Echo. It's about that girl from the Hawkeye.
The deaf
girl.
Another show that no one wants?
They're bringing her into something else, though, too. They're bringing
I'm sure she... I have no idea what is her character going to do against the Eternal.
I don't even remember exactly what
power. Communicate with the
deaf one. She has no power.
She'll communicate with the deaf one.
She has no power.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Echo. The deaf girl on Hawkeye.
I was thinking somebody else. I thought Echo was
Unless I'm saying the name wrong.
No, you got it wrong.
I was thinking something completely different. I was thinking the chick from Ant-Man in the first one.
I know he's Ghost.
Ghost. Oh. Okay, that's who.
But
I thought
she's going to be on Thunderbolt.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
This is how bad this review is going, folks. We don't give a shit about She-Hulk anymore. This is how bad it's going. Anyways, let's move on. She-Hulk, go. I'm done with it. I'm waiting for Daredevil to come and I'm good. Comment down below if you like this show. You might be the only one. I still don't know how anybody on the internet is saying that this is good writing and good show. I still
that
don't get it.
That was good. The banter.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
2 minutes.
Bring the Hulk back. I might switch his name at the Hulk show and I'll enjoy it more. Anyways, comment down below. Let's move on to the next review. This one is Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, aka we're staying in Illuminor, whatever the heck that place is.
Numenor.
We're not leaving. We're never leaving this place, guys.
We are leaving now. At the end of this episode,
it's been three freaking thing episodes. Gonna make it. They're gonna make it to the. They're not making it out of there. They're like, we gotta go back.
The trailer for the next episode, it did show them fighting orcs, didn't it?
Well, they're gonna go help the Southerner, which is what's just going on there. Let's talk about, okay. You weren't here last review, Aubrey and Jaren, and apparently you text me and you said you liked the episode. Me and Dave had a different point of view. We thought there was nothing moving. There's some good Easter eggs, I guess that's good, but we stayed in that damn place for the last three episodes. Let's move on. Let's move on.
They're moving.
They're building.
They should have moved on two episodes ago.
Oh my gosh, you can't rush art, Tom.
No, you can. You can.
What's the rush?
You know, you're right. Hey. You can't, but this is not art.
It took, hold on. It took Endor 3 episodes, 30 minutes each to leave his planet. It took 5 episodes an hour to get that out of this dang place.
We'll get into that show because we have some beef with that as well.
Two episodes ago, you were telling me that the Lord of the Rings wasn't giving you enough plot and it wasn't giving you enough information. And now they're giving you information and you're whining about it. So, Tom, you're never.
No, I never said. I never said it was. I loved the first two episodes was great.
Oh, but he did. He criticized. You remember because I talked to you about it.
Well, isn't that the whole point of the show, though? Is he critiques things?
Yeah. I still like the episode, but this the last one and this one that does nothing for me. Like you're wrong. It doesn't do anything. And here's the other part. The ending of this episode was so horrible. Like they want you to. It's just epic music, and she's walking slow motion. It didn't work. It was not epic as they want it to be.
Here's something that I learned from The Good Wife. When you say it didn't work, you have to end it with, in my opinion.
No, I there's a lot of people out there that feels the same way I do. That's why I'm saying it. I'm not saying in my opinion.
And then any statement that you make that you pretend is fact, you have to end it with, in my opinion.
Well, that's not fact, though. Let me ask you this. I know you're a big fan of this. Do you feel that this is as epic as Lord of the Rings, the movie at all?
No,
they're trying to be that way, though. They're trying to go that route and it ain't working.
I wouldn't say it's not working. I can say it's not working for Tom, but I can say it's working for me.
I don't know. I can give you right now, Rotten Tomato, right now, this episode ain't looking good. I can give you
It's not. It's not.
Okay. It's not.
It's not good.
They got 5 seats.
I'm tired of Galadriel already. I'm already tired of Galadriel.
I will say, I don't think that they're doing her character
service
with just the way that they're making her so, like,
there's a fire burning inside. Whereas,
like, the Galadriel in The Lord of the Rings was,
it will not be quelled.
The Galadriel in Lord of the Rings was more, like, mysterious.
Yes.
But she's...
Because she's old.
But that's what I'm saying. Old. Like, we can't be comparing her to the Galadriel in The Lord of the Rings versus the Galadriel.
No. Now,
because, like...
No, I get it. I'm not doing that.
I'm critiquing the actress's portrayal of Galadriel.
She's a little...
she's a little too intense.
Well, she's just a little... I'm going to, like, throw up.
But,
it's the facial expressions that she gives kind of makes me think, like, is she going to puke? Like, she gets very, like, her eyes bug, her nose plays a little bit, which is fine. I don't know. I'm not dissing. I'm just saying...
You are dissing.
I can agree on a level, but I still think it's a really good show.
No,
it's on, and I have, trust me, there are so many shows. We were just flipping through, like, Amazon Prime and Netflix and stuff, like, trying to find something to watch, and there's so much to watch, but none of it do I actually really want to be like, I want to sit down and I want to watch this. I want a good binge. There's nothing. And if this was a binger, I would binge it to the end of the world, because this is my alley. This is what I love. So I'm just, I will fight for this show simply because there's not enough like it out there to watch.
CW's got plenty that are like it.
What?
So the CW's got plenty that are like it. Overacted, over special effects, poor writing. There are plenty of shows on CW that are just like it.
These are very strong words.
Dave, you are deluded.
Dave, does CW have this level of CGI?
No, it definitely doesn't, but it's the writing is on par. So is the acting.
Oh, Dave.
I do agree with them. I think that the dialogue, some of the dialogue is really weak. I feel like some of the, I do agree. Like, she's too intense for me. Like, they won't, it's almost like that her character, she won't let anything, like, she won't let her guard down at all. She built this wall up, and all she does, her reasoning, which I thought was kind of weak, when they were talking about when the King of the South, what's his name?
Sauron.
I can't remember his name either.
Sure.
Halbrand.
AKA Sauron. Sure. What do you want to go there? Anyways. I do love the connection to Lord of the Rings. I love the Easter eggs that connected. The kid that had the sword, he's gonna be isn't he the one that staffed Frodo in he becomes one of those guys.
He's gonna be one of the Nazgûl.
Yeah, he is, and he's gonna staff Frodo. And so I do feel like her, like when the King of the South, Halbert, whatever his name, asked her, why, what are you doing it for? And he said it, revenge. And she lied to him because she is doing this for revenge. She and then she said, no, what did she say? She said, what was her reasoning? Because I the first thing I said, I looked at Whitney, I said, I don't buy that, because that's not good. That's not a good reason for her to go to war. It makes no sense for her to feel that way. She said, what's his name said, you doing this for revenge? And she says, no, I'm doing this for something else. I don't recall what it was, but it was a very weak reason for her to go to war.
Yeah.
Or for her to keep fighting.
Yeah.
It made no sense to me. That's the part where I'm like, okay, that's where I agree with you. Yeah. I'll read that. I feel like they're doing her character a very, like, wrong. I feel like she could have been more mysterious, but at the same time, confidence and what she does. Like, they make her second guessing herself, like taking a bat. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't fit. This character doesn't fit this world at this moment for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like she's the one that she's going to become later in Lord of the Rings. It just, I don't see it. And so, but that's just me.
And that's only after 5 episodes.
That's just me.
So I feel like there are some of the things in this episode that were just not, they're inorganic. Like the tower, wherever that is, the people, they're like, okay, this enemy's coming. We need to stand and fight. And this guy's like, screw that. I'm going to bow to the enemy. I'm like, come on. That's out of nowhere. Like, nobody in this town was talking about that.
Well, and, but if you listen, it's in their history.
Yeah.
No, I know that. I understand that.
And remember,
he's the one that had that sword. And he had the tattoo.
Oh, so I get that, but it was very hushed tones, and he's like,
"Well, but it
no, we're going."
Tones because they were being overseen by the elves for the past how many years? So I don't know. That didn't bother me.
But hey, let me ask you.
It was too quick.
What was
like half of them are like we're leaving. The other half is like we're staying. It just happened too fast to feel organic.
The large amount of people that went with him did surprise me. Like I thought, like. A handful.
Their storyline and like during that whole scene, that acting and all that, it was pretty. I mean, it was subpar. I'll give him that. Like,
yeah,
that the whole those people and all that. They're
let's go, Jared.
No, I mean it wasn't that.
Tell great. The truth.
No, it wasn't that great. That storyline. I don't. I like
let,
the.
Let, I like let me ask you. Let me ask. Do you? Yeah, do you guys enjoy the foot massage? What do they call those foot people?
Harfoot, the hobbits,
the harfoot, whatever the name
is. The Harbits.
Do you guys enjoy their storyline?
We haven't really seen anything happen yet.
I think it's interesting.
He spoke some words.
This whole yeah,
I'm friend.
We have a long way to go with that.
So is he the wizard?
I believe he's supposed to be a wizard.
What if he's Sauron?
Or he's Sauron, yeah. He could very well be Sauron.
Because his power doesn't seem to be in a wizard.
No. Well, what about those evil dudes looking for him? Those three
They're like, Sauron's back. We need to find him.
Oh, the
weird eye. The engineers powder? From Prometheus.
Powder.
Whoever those three were,
just slap on some powder, look evil. Well, we're done.
they were weird. No, I think the consensus is that he's supposed to be a wizard. There's something about just the way that Gandalf often uses fire and mm-hmm. speaks to, like bugs in like you know he speaks to that moth in the Lord.
Yeah,
of the
yeah.
He often uses fire. Fireworks and things like that. People are saying that people assume that he is Gandalf, but the early version of Gandalf that will be taken back by their gods that send
the Valar
and then send him back again, you know, but he like won't remember it. I don't know. That was one theory that I read, but I did think it was interesting. And I do think that the guy they chose looks more like a wizard than
Sauron.
So yeah, and if you see like the cloak that he's wearing, it's yeah. He's a wizard in my mind. He's probably a wizard.
I believe so too. I think he's the wizard. I don't think we're gonna see Sauron this season. I don't think we're gonna see him until.
I don't think we'll see him to like the big battles, like
because at a certain point he's gonna have to convince everybody. To make rings, right?
Well, he doesn't.
He doesn't trick them.
He's not necessarily the one that did it. He used other people to do it, essentially.
Like the elves and the dwarves?
Yes. That elf, the guy that is making those things right now with.
Now, I love that storyline between Elrond and the dwarves.
I wish that one had more.
I love the fact that. It's life and death type of thing now for them to be able to. And I enjoy the friendship that the
Durin's probably my favorite.
Yeah. I like that storyline.
Screw the humans.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that how all of them?
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
in Lord of the Rings, people were like, oh, humans.
Yeah, humans. So
who above all else desire power.
But I do. I'm very curious to see how that's going to play out with when we're going to see the actual physical Sauron come into play. I think it would be interesting to see how that's going to play out. Hopefully, it makes it to five season because
the CGI will be pretty cool. I hope.
I hope they don't make it CGI. I hope they make it practical.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be better.
Awesome.
I would think most of it would be practical, and then like, but he. That practical outfit would probably be so heavy down that like any fighting that he would do would most likely be CGI.
It doesn't have to be a metal armor. Well, it can be like foam armor.
Hopefully it looks as good as She-Hulk.
Well, no, Weta.
Yeah.
Oh. No, Weta Workshop. We actually, when we were in New Zealand and they talked about how they like made the armor and stuff like that. It's plastic, right?
Yeah, it's all plastic. And
it's plastic stuff that they paint to make it look like actual metal. So it's not as heavy, but still heavy.
Okay. So let's just say I didn't like this episode as much. I thought there were some good things in there. I'm just very happy that we're leaving this damn place finally. I'm sick and tired roaming around, going around. It's like, just weird, get out.
Weird, but shortly after these guys are supposed to be leaving, that whole island is supposed to
destroyed.
Be destroyed. I know. Soon.
But the Gondor will build and create similar structure as these people, and so we know that because of the tree and all that too. And so, but anyways, folks, I'm guessing Aubrey, you liked this episode a lot.
It wasn't the best episode. Okay.
I like all,
but I liked it because I like all of it.
Yeah,
because this is my jam. This is where I get
it's mine too. I just need to stop with the slow motion and stop with the trying to be epic. Just get on the damn ship and just leave. It's like you don't need all this slow motion and all this music.
Did you think that the Lord of the Rings music?
I do.
Didn't help make it more of an epic movie,
but what? it was epic. That's the thing. It worked. This did not.
But you're supposed to have music to help.
No, I get that. I get that.
So I'm just, you felt that it was the right epic moment. Doesn't matter because they were trying to do it with music.
And it didn't work.
It's different between trying and working and trying and failing.
In my opinion. And along with other people.
Anyways, next.
Anyways. Oh, what was that?
Jaren's swiping right. Jaren's swiping right on this one. Swipe swiping right. Left.
No. Folks, let us know. I really hope that they don't stop at the dock and then turn around. I hope they go and leave this place and go to battle. If they turn around, I'm done with this damn show. I'm done. We're done. But I don't think you will. I think we're going to go to war. And finally, we're going to get some type of a little bit fast. See, episode 3 to me was the best episode. Because that's when everything, the pace and everything, and we talked about it. We're like, oh, it's picking up. It's going to get going. And then episode 4 and 5, kind of like, ah, we're going to stay here. You guys can wait.
Sad, though, they're only sending 3 ships because 2 got blown up. But they're only sending
freaking
3.
Isildur.
There's only going to be like 250 guys. What's that going to do?
I don't know.
Ships.
Yeah.
Because he said at first that they were sending 500 men.
Oh,
that's, I mean, that's not an army.
There you go.
But
the king of the north had less than 5 and he conquered. That's Game of Thrones. Sorry.
Well, Leonidas only had 300. So.
And they lost.
And they lost. They got slaughtered. Anyways, let us know what you think of this episode, because apparently, you know, we have a little bit different opinion on this episode.
which is okay
because, you know, facts are facts, and sometimes opinions is just opinion. It's just the way it is. My opinion is fact, so sorry guys. Let us know what you think of episode 5 of The Power of the Ring. Hopefully next week, The Rings of Power. I can't say it. Anyways, let us know what you think next week. Hopefully it will pick up and we'll get some bloodshed or something, because it ain't doing what House of Dragon is doing. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. Not even close. Anyways, let us know what you think. Let's move on to our next review. And the most important one is Andor. It is episode 1, 2, and 3. It is basically a prequel to a prequel, a prequel to a prequel. Yes. There it is. It's the prequel to Rogue One, which is a prequel to New Hope. And it is, we're following, what's his name?
Cassian
Andor. And so we're following his character and before what he was. Now, I was surprised to think that the we're gonna jump right in when he's in the rebellion. No, we're jumping in when he's not even in there yet. He's just kind of like just roaming around, going from planet to planet with, you know, trying to survive, trying to work, trying to do some, you know, so he's almost like Han Solo, just, you know, trying to make money and trying to survive his life around, you know, on these poor planets.
He's just trying to find his sister, seems like.
And trying to find his sister. And hopefully, and I'm pretty sure he will find her sister, and she will probably die at a certain point because she was not in Rogue One. So we know that for sure. So
that's what will drive him to the rebellion.
Rebellion.
She's captured or interned by the Empire or something like that.
So we start this off at BBY-5. If you know what BBY is, it is Battle Before...
the Battle of Yavin.
Yavin, yeah, which is in what?
That's episode
four. Was it four?
Yeah, isn't the Battle of Yavin? That's what takes place. The first Death Star.
Yep. So this is 5 years before that, and so we're gonna get into the connection with Rogue One as well as with New Hope. I do have a feeling by the end of this series, whether how many season there is, we're going to see Jen Erston in this show as well. She's going to make an appearance sometime towards the end.
Oh, Jen Erso?
Yeah, so we'll see her come in. Right off the bat, let me know what you guys think first, because I know Aubrey and Jaren, you said something that you have something...
Criticism
of this. So what did you think of the show? What is something you like and didn't like? Let us know in your opinion.
You go first.
I liked the acting. The acting was really, really good, really authentic and sincere from everybody. So that was good. I loved Rogue One. Out of all the new stuff that they're throwing at us from Star Wars, Rogue One is the best one that they did, in my opinion.
No, that's facts. There's no opinion on that. That's facts.
Did you catch how I use that phrase, Tom?
That's facts. And no one thinks Rogue One isn't the best of all the new ones. Except everybody thinks that.
Except your wife.
Oh yeah, she hates Rogue One.
What is what? Anyways. She's just a divorce. She's not here to defend herself. But I liked it. It was slow, in my opinion. And I was slightly bored. And I was ready to figure out. I was ready to move on. So maybe the feelings that you have about episode 5 of Lord of the Rings is how I felt about the first 3 episodes of Andor.
Okay.
I don't know.
So it was slow.
I just felt it was slow, and I was kind of like, I was just ready for more.
Okay.
Like that, yeah.
How long were the episodes?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 episodes, so they were like decent sized ones. I love Cassian. This is definitely a much darker Star Wars than we've seen.
It's mature. It's a mature Star Wars.
More mature. I feel like
They said bastard.
Yeah.
They said shit.
I feel like Obi-Wan like opened the gates for a little more violence.
Oh,
Obi-Wan. And then they're really like gonna let it show in Andor to show like why a rebellion was so necessary, you know? And then like just like, yeah, like, you know, he like ruthlessly was just like, well, I got to kill that guy now, you know, like, I mean, I don't think he enjoyed doing it, obviously, but he was like, I have to. And he did it. And then so, yeah, I'm interested. I thought the one character that I thought was interesting was the police guy. And you can tell he's got to become somebody big in the
Empire. I will predict this right now. He will get choked out by Darth Vader at one point.
Oh, for sure. They all do.
But he just has it coming.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, I thought it was good. It just felt slow to me.
Okay.
So, Jaren, your thoughts?
The first episode, I fell asleep.
You did. You fell asleep.
I was straight up bored.
Okay.
In that first episode. The best one, of course, was the third episode because awesome acting, awesome just everything about it. Third episode was great. I don't even remember what happened.
They
in the
were
second
very
one.
Smart to give three episodes, yeah, though, because if they only gave us that one,
oh,
I would agree with you.
Disappointed a lot of people, and then they would have had a really bad reputation going forward. Yeah. Lots of people would have stopped watching if there was only that one to go off of, I think.
But, I agree.
But I love all the acting, the tone of it, the look of it. Like, there's no cheesy Star Wars Easter eggs. There's no cheesy.
There's nothing there's Boba nothing. Fett about this.
Yeah, I mean, nothing Boba Fett about it. Yeah,
there's no Boba Fett. Even Kenobi, there was a lot of episodes in that and bad editing and bad, like, I felt like all the episodes, they flowed really good. And just the vibe they're going for works really good. But okay, like Aubrey said, that first episode and a half, very slow for me, very kind of boring. But now that the third episode hit, now I think it's going to pick up a lot faster and more because, well, shoot, they killed a bunch of Imperial cops, pretty much.
Well, they're not Imperial.
They're not Imperial?
They're corporate.
They're corporate
security.
They're third party. They're
oh, a third.
Yeah,
well, now the party.
But oh, this is a corporation owned by the Empire.
Yeah, but I mean, it's almost like freelancing. They're like freelancers, corporation that
involved. Okay, probably.
The Empire does not care about at this point. They have no desire to even care about what's going on down in this little area. That's why they hired these corporations to take care of them, because, you know, just like anybody else, once the Empire grow, you know, further and further, they got to do something. They can't police everything. So there's corporation that comes into play. And so
I know I had my other complaint.
Okay.
In his childhood flashbacks, they didn't show.
There were no subtitles.
What the freak were they saying? I think follow and we got the gist of it, but I was highly
genius. That was genius, because I saw a special on this, and it says you know, in the third episode, the girl and the black dude, the one that supposedly took Cassio, they were not told what those kids were saying. Those were real reaction that the kids were saying, all these where he was saying the words, and she in her mind she's like, what did he say? But she couldn't stop. She kept going with her line. So they had no idea what was going on. Only the kids knew the language, and that is the actual real language that they taught these kids. And so, well, real language in
made up language.
Real made up. Sorry, that's what I meant. Genius. I don't know what you're talking about. Great writing. Yeah. Anyways, anything else?
No, I think it. I mean, it's enjoyable now. The first episode, though, I was out. But okay. I like the vibe of it. It's just, it's a totally different. Well, to be honest, it feels like Rogue One, because if you look at the other Star Wars movies, old and new, they all have, you know, that bit of kind of cheesiness, kind
that
of bad
bit of George
acting,
Lucas in it.
A little bit of George in it. But this one, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I like it. Okay, cool. Dave, what's your thought on Andor?
You know, I really want to have like some big criticism of it, but
Come on, Dave.
All right, I'll throw out one criticism. Lord of the Flies is
did I not say that?
She said Lord of the Flies.
We all thought of that.
It's Lord of the Flies for sure. They're these kids living in their own society.
Just the same thing as Top Gun. Top Gun is just New Hope.
I actually saw a side by side comparison.
Yeah,
of, like,
it's
the
New
mission.
Hope.
And it's so funny.
But yeah, we enjoy it still, you know. It was like, it was so good.
Yeah, it was entertaining. But yeah, like, I'll agree, like, the tone of this, I actually like the pacing of it. It gives me a chance to get to know these new characters. They're brand new characters, brand new locations in the Star Wars universe. We're not in the same
desert.
We're all in the same storyline. Yeah.
We're not on Tatooine.
We're not on Tatooine again. So
yeah.
Good point.
So help me. That'll send this downhill for me if they go back to Tatooine. Yeah, I like the pacing. I like being able to get to know these new characters and their background without them explaining everything along the way. They give the Star Wars nerds credit by not explaining every little thing, and I can appreciate that. Just let me go along for the journey here.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. I love this series. It is the best show out there right now. Better than
House of the Dragon?
Better than House of the Dragon. And I'm going to tell you what, it's a little different because it doesn't need to use violence or like completely like gore violence, you know, and sexuality to sell me this. This sells me because it's a spy movie.
It did in those episodes.
Oh, there is a romantic relationship.
Yeah. Which that guy, I don't blame that guy, dude. I would have done the same thing he did, you know. Sure. I don't, yeah. I'm not sure if you think this is boring and it's a 30-minute episode and it's 3 episodes and they're moving on. And you're telling me you enjoyed The Rings of Power with 5 episodes that's just like super slow? Come on.
Turn them off.
Well, I can't hear you. Okay, bye.
Anyways, I love the tone. I'm with you guys. I think this is Rogue One. I love Rogue One. I every time Rogue One comes on, I don't care where it is, I have to watch it. And even though I know what the ending is, it's still so good. And I agree with you, the acting in this is great. It took them 3 episodes for us to care about all these characters. In Obi-Wan and Boba Fett, there were certain characters that came in and we were like, we don't even give a shit about these people. Like the Power Ranger bike people. We don't even know who they are. Like we don't know their name. But in this one, you got a couple characters that came in. The girl, we care about what's going on with her. And you know, and all this other character that popped in, I thought that we care. And it worked. I do agree. It is a very, it's not, I don't think it's that slow compared to other show, compared to House of Dragon. That show is slow. It's slow paced. This to me was a perfect pace for me. And I don't, for the first time in a very long time, I didn't hear a lightsaber turn on. I didn't hear a word of a Jedi. I didn't hear a word of a Sith.
No talk of the Force.
And no, may the Force be with you. I didn't hear any of that. And it was freaking great.
I have a bad feeling about this. Chewy.
This is where the fun begins.
So I love this series. I love the fact that he has like the fact that we're learning how he's becoming, you know, going to be this in this rebellion. I love what's his name? Scar. I don't know his full name.
Scar. Did they give his name? I didn't remember.
I don't know his name. I'm talking about the actor.
Is it Alexander Skarsgård?
I don't know if that is his name. He is so good. The way he carry himself as his character, he just comes in like this confidence, like I know you. This is what you need to do. You're wasting your time. Like this confidence of this character come in and made it seem even more powerful. And I agree with you that third episode is the best episode. I think once you know, the pew 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 starting, and we're like, okay, we're off. Let's go. Let's get off this planet. And they're not looking back. They are getting off this planet, and they're gonna go do more recruiting. I do agree with you. If they would have only released one episode, I think people would have jumped off this a little bit, like be disappointed, because the first episode wasn't the strongest episode. I do agree with you in that. But because it's in this introduction to his world and his life before the rebellion. I'm okay with the kids not knowing subtitle, because as audience, we don't need to be stupid. I think they trust us for us to. Now, Tom, what about Prey? You talk about Prey, they should have subtitle. That's the whole movie. Like the whole movie, I want the whole movie to be speaking in their own language and subtitle. This part, it's only bits and bits. It's not that much. You can get the, like you said, you understand what they're doing. You understand what they're saying. It is, you know, it doesn't have to have subtitle. And I appreciate the writer and the director for doing that, because that means we're not that stupid. They trust us to learn and to know what they're doing, what they're saying. And so, or at least what we think they're saying. I do have a gripe. That guy that he's working too hard. He's too passionate about being the, we don't need that.
Twice every morning he goes up there.
What a job. He gets into it, though. Looks like he's got like AirPods in. He's just
I'm sitting there, I was like, man, he's really enjoying his job. Like, he's like doing the movement.
He's got a passion.
And I love the fact that these police guys think that they can just come in and like try to rule the world, you know, rule the community, and they all band together. And like, I thought that scene was pretty awesome. One of my favorite scene is like we get the idea that this girl cares for him, you know, like, but, and the conversation, it's kind of like, I love, it's the writing, but when we first meet her, she's underneath fixing something, and that conversation with them, you get more about who they are as together. They have some history, they trust each other. Like in that scene itself, you can tell a lot about what those two characters is all about. And so I love this series. Some
together.
Yeah, they've seen some. And so
so now that we've seen this series so far, I kind of wish they would have had that same tone throughout Mandalorian.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think this is better than Mandalorian?
No, I haven't seen enough.
Good. I like that answer.
I was gonna say not yet. It has the potential.
It has the potential
for sure.
Dave?
I think there are things that are better about it. I think the writing's probably better. The cinematography's better for sure. Okay.
I think it's better.
Because I think Mandalorian, like, it had like its main storyline, but then a couple episodes he would go off on a random side.
So,
you know, and you're just like, okay, well, I guess this is just a filler episode or part of it. Sometimes I don't like filler episodes because what's the point of them? You know, like,
It's to cleanse your palate. It's like, especially, like, for instance, you guys watch Game of Thrones? Have you guys seen it?
Not Game of Thrones. We're doing House of Dragons.
Game of Thrones has a episode in season 3 called, it's called the Red Wedding, but it's called Red Wedding, people call it. It is when the King of the North took his army to this to another lord who he promised to marry his daughter if he lasted across this bridge. This bridge is very important for the war. He goes in there. They closed off and slaughtered everybody. Like, slaughtered everybody in that building. Well, his enemy, not everybody that was not in part of his group. And it was one of the brutal scene I've ever seen on television. It's that bad. So you ask why the filler episode? Well, the next episode was the filler episode because it kind of wants to calm you down from what you just saw, because it was pretty bad, brutal. And if you watch Game of Thrones, when that scene comes up, there's just, I don't know how else to say it. It's very, very brutal the way certain person got killed. And you look at it, you're like, what the heck? Like, did they really just do that? And then after that episode I watched, I'm like, I'm glad there's the filler episode, because it kind of like, after this, I didn't want to watch it. I was like, I'm gonna take it away for a little bit and just kind of like, you know, get away from it, because that scene was pretty bad. But I kept going because I want to finish it. And then luckily the episode was kind of a little mellow, not a lot of, you know, violence, just a lot of talking and all that stuff.
Well, Mandalorian was not like that.
I know. I get it. But I'm saying, I understand why there's filler episodes. Sometimes you just need a break from the main character. Oh, one more.
Boba Fett, when we needed a break from Boba Fett.
We got Mandalorian.
There's 2 episodes of The Mandalorian.
So it's funny. I saw this meme. This guy has a costume of The Mandalorian. And he walks out and it has the Coastal Steve Austin music, you know, come on with where you. It's like, when they need ratings on the show, they call me. And he walks out. Yeah, so anyways, folks, I thought, you know, the first 3 episodes was great. I love this series. I am invested in these characters. I've heard 4, 5, and 6 is even better. And I'm trying to get a screener. Certain someone, you know who you are. I text you. Text me back. Anyways. He's not. He can't do it. He can't give it. I understand why he can't give it. He told me before, but he's already seen 4, 5, and 6, and he what? Said it gets better. Yeah. I'm not, man. Doing
3 more episodes released?
I'm not sure. I'm not. I think they're just one at a time. But he's okay. He's been around. He's gone to different premiere and all that stuff, and so that he got the hookup. So he gets to see a lot of movies before it even came out.
Well, why rush it? Just let it come to you, Tom.
I do agree. I know, but man, I just want to get it out. Like, I'm a bench. I like to watch all at once. That's just how I just this week to week things sometimes is just killing me. It's like just release all of it. We'll watch it. You know, like Stranger Thing, a night and a half. I was done. Like, I would stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning, like watching it. But it was so good. Anyways, folks, let us know what you think of this series. If you think it was first episode was boring, it was okay. Second was good. What third episode was probably, I think we are in agreement that third episode was probably the best episode of this, this package. And so, I love this series. I love the tone. Let me know what you think. Comment down below. Please don't forget to subscribe. I want to thank my guests, Dave and Aubrey and Jen, for taking their time to come and help my hobby out, you know. And thank you guys for showing up. Until next time, be kind.